Welcome to Sidetracks. I'm Mark Greenberg. Today, a visit with classical guitarist and lutenist Jerry Willard. That's I've Got Rhythm from Jerry Willard's latest CD, That Certain Feeling, a collection of George Gershwin songs arranged for classical guitar. Jerry has been performing as a classical guitarist and lutenist since he was 18, both solo and with various ensembles. He also teaches classical guitar at the Stony Brook campus of the State University of New York. Jerry began playing guitar as a teenager on a northwestern Ohio farm. In addition to being a farmer, Jerry's father was a semi-professional jazz guitarist, playing at local clubs and dances. In the evening, he'd show Jerry some chords and tunes, and father and son would take turns playing the melody and accompaniment. Soon, 12-year-old Jerry began playing Everly Brothers and other early rock songs on electric guitar. Then, one day, a surprise visitor changed his view of the guitar forever.
A man came to the house that was a traveling salesman. Nathan Dorr had heard that my father and I played guitar, and he came in with a classical. And he sat down and he played a little tiny piece by Fernando Sor. And I'll never forget, it absolutely blew my mind, because he was a guy that could play the melody and the accompaniment at the same time. And that was it. I was totally sold. So my father looked around for some good teachers and found Sophocles Pappus in Washington, D.C. And he was one of Segovia's proteges. So we wrote to Pappus, and he accepted me as a student. And I went down. This was my first exposure to really good guitar playing. So it was an amazing experience for a young 16-year-old kid, and I was just in awe.
Why did you choose Gershwin as opposed to any of the others whose songs make up the so-called Great American Songbook?
With Gershwin, he's much more of a composer. He wasn't just a songwriter. So I think the way his music comes out is much more compositionally based. So it made it a lot easier to transcribe and play it in such a way that it would hold up on a concert stage. I wanted something I could play. And so it has to be something that's strong enough musically that it's going to stand up. Plus, we have all his arrangements that he did and the piano roles that he did. So that gives me a lot of material that I can draw from so I can really get the sound that he would have done it with.